Welcome to the Green Business All-Star Podcast, where we interview and spotlight green entrepreneurs and other environmental business leaders who are making a positive impact on our planet while making a profit. With your host, Anne Meador.
Hi, and thank you so much for listening to the first episode of the Green Business All-Star Podcast. It's my pleasure to share my interview with Fedya Korbatov, the mind behind Baba Bags, with you. We dive deep into sustainable entrepreneurship, his journey of creating reusable products, and the impact of nurturing environmental values. We start from the inception of Baba Bags to the challenges he has faced and the meaningful contributions his business has made to Ukraine. Fedya shares insights, experiences, and valuable advice for aspiring green entrepreneurs. We talk about the needed mindset shift for success. Say that three times fast. Overcoming fear and regret, navigating uncertainty, and gamifying sustainability. Also, at the end of the episode, Fedya offers a generous discount on his products, so listen to the end. Fedya Korbatov is the founder of Baba Bags. Baba Bags is a social enterprise Fedya Korbatov started in his college dorm room at the University of Oklahoma in 2019. We are Sooners fans ourselves in this household. My husband's from Oklahoma. Baba means grandma in Ukrainian. Baba Bags was inspired by a bag his Ukrainian grandma brought back from Ukraine to the States. He saw this bag as a great substitute for single-use plastic bags at the grocery store and a way for him to celebrate his Ukrainian culture. For the last 5 years, Fedya has formed partnerships with small businesses in Ukraine to hand-make these bags. He sells these bags online and in farmers markets all around Chicago. Baba Bags has donated over $10,000 to Ukrainian and environmental-related causes, and their customers have saved an estimated 100,000 plastic bags from being used. Welcome, Fedya, to the show. Thank you so much for being on it.
Thank you for having me, Anne. And I had no idea that you are also a Sooners fan. So boomer Sooner.
Well, I should have clarified. My husband is. He's from Oklahoma. I am from Philadelphia. So I'm a Penn State fan. So I'm different. But
By association. Yeah. That counts.
Yeah. So I absolutely love your bags. I have to admit, I don't have one, but I've seen it and it's on my list to get. Going to maybe just tell the folks a little bit more about your bag and the unique design.
Yeah, sure. So the bags are, in Ukrainian, it's called a sitka, which basically means like a net. So it's like a net bag where it has these holes all around the bag where it's see-through. It's very breathable. And at the top, it's intertwined. So it has like this nice thick handle so that it doesn't, you know, dig into the skin when a lot of groceries or items are in the bag. And so the inspiration behind it was, yes, my Ukrainian grandmother, she brought a bag just like the ones that we sell at Baba Bags today, from Ukraine to the States. And I had never seen one of these, but my dad was very familiar with them because they were super popular in Ukraine for the longest time. And they honestly came a little bit out of fashion in Ukraine also when the plastic bag came to be, just because of the convenience of the plastic bag. But as we now know that although plastic might be convenient, it's not the best for our planet, or it's not even the best. It's awful for our planet. And every single plastic bag that has been created in our lifetime is still on this planet because it takes that long to decompose. So I found this bag really fascinating, especially because, well, one, I hadn't really seen anything like it. But then I also just loved the simplicity of it and also how compact it was. So I was trying to get into using reusable bags, but honestly, I would always forget my reusable bag, whether it was at my dorm room or in my car. But what I really liked about this bag was you could just put it in your pocket. You could put it in your backpack. You know, my mom, she always would hold one in her purse. So I just really loved how compact it was and how simple and yet unique it looked. And at the grocery stores, that was really where I was using it the most. And, you know, the baggers, they would always, you know, bag a little bit, or they would keep putting items into the bag, and it just kept expanding. And it just like could carry so much. And, you know, what was maybe 3-4 plastic bags, especially if you're like double bagging your milk, it would be able to substitute you up to, you know, again, if you're double bagging some of your more heavy stuff, you could save 5 or 6 plastic bags with just one Baba bag. So that really got the gears turning in my head of this could be something interesting that is great for our planet and also celebrates this item that was extremely popular in Ukraine. And I would love to do something with relation to my Ukrainian culture.
Now, I'm looking at your website now. I don't know if you can see it. We're
yes,
on video, but it says it holds up to 150 pounds, is it, of weight?
Well, so that one had 140 pounds. The thing is like, I've okay. never been able to max it out because as many...
The size of the product?
The size of the product. It's not... You could just keep putting weights and weights and weights, but... It only had enough. So what she's showing on the video, what Anne is showing on the video, is these kettlebells that we're putting into the Baba bag. And there's about like six kettlebells in there. And there was 140 pounds worth of weight in that Baba bag. So I need to maybe make an even bigger Baba bag and really max it out. But for that reason, our bags do come with a lifetime warranty because we're extremely proud of the quality of our product. And actually, all of our Baba bags are handmade in Ukraine. So it's a handmade product. They're made in a little town, a couple kilometers away from Kyiv, which is the capital of Ukraine. And so just being able to have these relationships with these small businesses and helping them, especially right now during time of war, is very meaningful to me and to Baba bags. Yeah.
My heart goes out to you and your fellow Ukrainians for sure. I'm getting all choked up myself and I don't have any relation to Ukraine, but let me also, before I forget, I don't want to forget to ask this. You say in your bio that you estimated 100,000 plastic bags from being used. I'm just curious how you came up with that.
Yeah, I mean, I have like an Excel file that kind of does a calculation. And like, as you could see, they're kind of like different numbers everywhere. I think that I'm going to keep it at 100,000 because I think that that's a conservative estimate. Like I said, we've been selling these for 4 years. You know, one bag at one grocery trip is saving, you know, 4 to 5 plastic bags. It honestly depends, right? If you're just buying a little bit amount, a large amount. So that's why it's really tough to calculate. And I have thought of different ways of like, how can we calculate it? So I think 100,000 is a conservative estimate, but I think it honestly it is more with just, you know, if you go to the grocery store once or twice a week, use your mm-hmm. bag, but you know, it's, yeah. So that's kind of, it's like an Excel formula of just like how many plastic bags, how many, if someone goes to the grocery store once a week, uses it. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Let's go back, to when you started this company. I'm curious as to, you started it when you were in school. Were you a business major? Was this part of your studies? Or did you just want to make some money on the side while you were at school?
So my grandma brought it the summer going into my junior year of college at the University of Oklahoma. So it's kind of that summer I was using the bag a lot. So when I got back onto campus, I studied finance at the University of Oklahoma. And I saw that there was a program called the Sooner Innovation Fund, which basically, if you had an idea, you could go and pitch it. And if they liked it, they would help you with your market research to see if it's a viable business or not. So I thought this was very interesting. And I went, I applied, I sat down in like a room with like 3 or 4 other professors and faculty at the Price College of Business. And they really liked it. And I think they really liked it because a lot of the other students were pitching app ideas, right? And all of us have an app idea. But it's really hard to execute that app idea. But they really liked this idea where I just, you know, came with this simple bag. I'm like, hey, this is a bag my grandma brought, my baba. I'm from Ukraine. I think that this, I have not really seen anything like this here in the States. They were super popular in Europe, not in just Ukraine, but just in Europe in general. And, you know, a lot of old things, then they become new again, and then they become old mm-hmm. again, kind of like, you know, like Birkenstocks, like Crocs, like they just kind of are cyclical in that. So I was like, this could be an interesting product that, again, is great for the environment. It has been proven that people used it before and they really liked that. So I was accepted to that program and they gave me a little bit of seed money. Like I think it was like $500 or $600 to make like one order of, it was like 30 or 40 bags and a lot of mentorship where I would be talking to, faculty about, you know, kind of where my market research is headed. And so basically what I did was I needed to find some people to survey. So my target market was more of like a woman from the ages of probably like 30 to 60, who probably is a mother, who probably shops at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Aldi, their local farmers market. Well, that's very hard to find on a college campus, that target demographic. So what I would do is I would go to the different colleges within University of Oklahoma, and I would like talk to women professors or women faculty. And I first just took a survey of like their reusable behavior. Like, do they use reusable bags? What type of reusable bags do they use? What grocery stores do they go to? So I got that data first. And then I gave them a free first prototype of the Bob bag, let them use it for a couple months and, or had them use it for a couple months and then came back to them of like, what did you like? Would you buy it? At what price point? If it was connected to a cause, would that make you more likely to buy it? And the general consensus was that that they would buy it, that they actually liked it and they actually used it. And so because that was the general consensus, after that kind of one semester worth of work, I figured, why not take the leap and start the business? And so I did that and I started it towards the end of my junior year, going into the summer of what would be next my senior year at school.
So for people that are at school now that are in college, I'm pretty sure, I can't say for a fact, but most big universities would have similar programs to these. If you could advise somebody, like, what would be the best way to find out about it? Like, go to the business school and look on the website of the school?
Yeah, I would do like the business school. I would even just go to maybe just like the resource center, like the career center, or honestly just going out and just talking to people. Like if you talk to one person, they'll lead you to another person and that person will lead you to another person. Also, some schools will have like innovation centers or like entrepreneurial centers, some things of those sorts. So I would encourage that. And then for the folks who are not in school, there's a lot of like small business associations in different towns and cities. I would utilize those small business associations in your local area, and they might have something like that along those lines. So yeah, it doesn't have to be just, you know, college students. I think these types of programs and these types of mentorship is also, you know, in small business associations all around the country.
This brings up another question for me. I'm curious. Do you think, and this could be a loaded question, is necessary if someone wants to start a business that they have to go to college to do so?
Oh, no, not at all. And I've said this before, is that my best teacher has been Bob Bags. So I've done Bob Bags for 4 years. I've gone to college for 4 years, and I went to high school for 4 years. And there's no question, without a doubt, that the most that I've learned was the 4 years that I've been doing bot bags, because that is that hands-on experience. College, high school is great. It's not for everyone, but that's all theory. And the best way to learn something is to just go do. And when you go do, you fail, right? And then when you fail, you get back up. And then when you get back up, you improve from that failed experience. And then when you improve from that, or like find that lesson from that failed experience, then you find success. And then you fail again. But it's really that.
That's what they say.
It's that loop.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, that's what they say, fail fast, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to fail. So do it fast. Get that out of the way so you can get to
exactly, success. Exactly. And that's why, yeah, if you have an idea or anything, I say just go do it. Exactly. Because, yeah, fail quick is the best thing because it's not really a failure. It's a lesson. There's always like
it's
a learning experience. And to get to that answer of like, is this a good idea or not, is so important then, like kind of just like, kind of being in limbo the whole time. It's like, you can't be halfway in, halfway out. Just go all in. And if it doesn't work out, there's going to be a lesson behind it. And if it works out, great.
That's a great point. You mentioned going to the teachers in the beginning, women who are met your demographic. So you're really going for that proof of concept and validation. So that's a very important step. I'm sure that you would advise other people to do the same idea before they go and they spend all the time and they spend all the money to make sure that they have an audience for their product.
Yeah. I think it's, it is important to get market research and to, you know, talk to other people, but also even if it's, if maybe they are, it doesn't look like there's a market. I really believe in like your gut and your intuition. If it feels right, if you are just like, they just don't understand, I still would encourage you to still go and do it. If it really, really feels right and you really believe in the product or service or whatever it may be, don't let, because someone else or other people say no, stop you. But on the other side, I do think, yes, it is important to go test the waters and at least see the response, and then you can act accordingly.
All right. So you came up with this brilliant idea. You went to see if you had a market for it. And then how do you go? Because this is where a lot of people get stumped. How do you go from idea to execution? What was your next step after that? Making a prototype?
Yeah.
How did you go about doing that?
Yep. So I had found, it's always continued to innovate. So like the first bags were actually made in India. I always wanted them made in Ukraine or even in the States to start. And I had probably reached out to like 50 manufacturers in the States or in Ukraine, and I just couldn't. In the States, it was either too expensive. In Ukraine, I couldn't find anybody. So I was like, instead of just pausing everything until I find something, like, let's keep moving and grooving. So what I did was I found that manufacturer in India. Those were the prototypes that the surveyors used for my market research. And so those were the bags then that I brought to market. And I bring it to the market. I created a website, got everything on my website, then, created some social media pages for all those. And then the first thing I did was just post it on, my Facebook, post it on my Instagram, just start talking to people and then start going to local farmers markets. So this was towards the end of my junior year. So I had done a couple in Norman, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City. And then for the summer, I was back in Chicago and I started selling them in Chicago. And then after I would guess like about 8 months, then, I was continually in the background looking for them to be made in Ukraine, because that was very important to me. One of just to support the Ukrainian economy. But I knew that it would take the product's quality to a whole new level. The ones in India, those bags, those could probably hold, 40, 50 pounds. But like we had just talked about, these Ukrainian bags, they can hold 160 pounds and even more. And they come with a lifetime warranty. If anything, they rip, or even your dog gets into it, no questions asked. You get a new bag if it gets beat up.
I might test you on that, because my dog loves to chew on things. I am going to purchase one myself, and I will mention later that we have a discount code for our listeners to get a great price on these bags. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought there for a second. So you said that now they're manufactured in Ukraine. And I think if I remember correctly, you said before they were, or maybe they are still now, 100% organic cotton.
Yes.
Is what they're made out of. But you are looking to go towards hemp.
Well, I'm interested in hemp and other materials. It's, always just trying to constantly innovate. But honestly, right now, I don't think we're going to be changing the materials anytime soon because, yes, with the war in Ukraine, that has created difficulties, to say the least. And I don't want to, switch things up on our manufacturers. They have so much going on. So until victory, that's what they like to say, until Petamaha, they don't say until the war is over, they say until victory. They're going to be made with organic cotton. We're not going to do anything too crazy. But once victory, then we're really going to start exploring with these other materials, these other sustainable materials, as I think that there is a better alternative to cotton. But for now, cotton will do. And that's kind of with businesses, like you can't be a perfectionist, right? Like it's kind of like you're striving towards perfection, but like you can't just like be perfect at from the top. It's like just continually to improve every day, every year, and so on and so forth.
Did you, I lost my question again. I'm so interested in what you're saying. I'm forgetting what I was going to ask you. Can you patent that product? I know it's gone for generations and generations. Have you looked into patenting your product?
I did, to start. And honestly, the short answer is no, you can't. I don't remember why exactly I wasn't able to, but I guess in short answer, no, but it was something at the beginning I was exploring because like I was trying to understand all that stuff.
Going back a step again, how did you fund the business? You said you got some seed money, but that was not very much.
Yeah. So I got, the $400 or $500 to get the first batch of the bags. But then after that, it was, I really bootstrapped the business, right? So what were our costs? Our startup costs, was the website, which websites are pretty cheap nowadays. On Wix, it's like, $30 a month. Then, your LLC, which was like $100, $200. What else did I? And then the bags, obviously. So I purchased the bags. So I had to pay like some upfront costs. I think I probably bought like maybe $1,000 worth of bags to start. So I'd say my upfront cost was probably like $1,500 to $2,000. I think it was closer to the $1,500 side. And then after that, it was just kind of, when I sell, all that money, isn't going to my personal bank account or isn't going to me. It's all going right back into the business. And for the last 4 years, every single penny that BioBags has made is going right back into the business or being donated, because we do a lot of, we are a social enterprise. So we do a lot of giving, as we try to do everything with like the values of grandma, right? So grandma gave me the inspiration, Baba. So we try to, what is your grandma? Your grandma is loving, right? So we try to show that love to our planet, our customers, Ukraine. Your grandma is resourceful. So being resourceful is, taking care of the planet and not using waste, right? And that's also in our business of not just, hiring a photographer. I knew a friend who was a photographer in college. So for our website, I would ask him, hey, could you take some pictures and do me a solid here? So, your grandma's resourceful. What else is your grandma? Your grandma is, she's also, how do I put it? Like she's kind of like a straight shooter. She's honest. Like she's kind and everything, but she's also like
Tells you how it is.
Tells you how it is, right? And she's like, you don't want to ruffle her feathers, which I think that that's also is like, we're a very kind and loving business, but we also have like, you know, we stand our ground on things that are important to us, and we speak what we think is true. And then, you know, your grandma's also authentic. I want anyone who's working at Obbags to be their authentic self. Your grandma's reliable. So, you know, when a customer buys a product, our product, we're making sure it's coming in on time. Our bags come with the lifetime warranty. Again, it's reliable, so it doesn't break. So we're really trying to live out those values of grandma.
That's awesome. So you're a social enterprise and you decided to do that from the very beginning. That was just part of the deal. We weren't going to do it any other way.
Yep. Kind of similar to grandma's values. All the grandmothers in all the babas in my life have always been givers, right? And honestly, awful takers. Like, it's important to be to be a good giver and a good taker. But babas, like, you know, you try to give them, you know, a little this or a little that. They're like, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. You keep it. But they're always just givers. And so it just wouldn't feel, again, to that authentic part, it wouldn't feel authentic if we were just doing it just to, you know, make a quick buck. I think that our brand is more than that. And it's to really, it's really to create a community and to live out those values. So yeah, we always have made giving a big part of everything we do.
That's great. And that should be first and foremost why you do it. But then there's also the benefit from a business standpoint. Can you say that you think that has helped your business at all?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, karma, right?
Everybody wants
karma is something I definitely believe in. And yes, like you said, you know, you do it first from the goodness of your heart, but then you do have these other residuals that come, and that's, you know, the giving has helped us by, you know, people will learn about the brand through the people that we're giving either product to or, you know, donations to, or we have formed connections and relationships with people who are involved with these organizations that we're helping with. So yes, there's definitely benefits to giving as well that have helped Obbags grow and to help us to where we are today.
Great. And so this is a full-time business for you?
Actually,
you do 100% with your life?
No, so I am, I work at a consulting company, and this is my passion, right? So Obbags is what I work on after hours or even early in the mornings or on weekends. Especially on weekends, especially when I'm selling at farmers markets. But no, it's still too small of a business. It's still too bootstrapped for me to go all in on it. And also, there's just been so many different like question marks, right? So like when COVID hit 2020, all of a sudden you can't use reusable bags, right? Because they feared germs. So that was a huge question mark. Again, going back to the war in Ukraine, that's the full-fledged war that started last year, that created a lot of question marks. So there's always so much of this uncertainty. And also, I'm 26 years old, so I still am learning so much, and there's so much that I have to learn that I do need it to be kind of like, I can't go all in. I need to, I have it, or it's all in my emotions, but not in, I guess, in my time, because I do need to make some money to pay the bills and also to help fund the business so that it could grow, faster.
Did I hear you say before that you have employees?
Yes.
People that work for it?
Yeah. We do have people that work for us. So right now we kind of fluctuate from 2 to 4 employees. And so these are usually college students that volunteer their time, and it's a win-win for us as with Obbags, because it's so small, the stuff that they're doing is like very meaningful, and they have like a very big say at the company, and they're helping steer this ship, right? And that's great experience for them. And a lot of these college students. They're looking for hands-on experience, you know, social media-wise, product
resume-wise,
or just like maybe they're interested in starting their own business, so they kind of want to see the ins and outs of what a startup looks like. So we do have people who are college students that volunteer their time, and it's a beautiful win-win. And again, your values and your mission is so important. And when those people share those same values, it really, it helps everybody.
Great. So this podcast, for the audience are people that want to start their own businesses, but as well as people that want to work for green businesses, sustainable businesses. What kind of advice can you give to somebody if they were going to work for a company to do their research to saying that the company is making a difference, or at least that they're trying to make a difference? Do you look to, well, I don't want to give you any answers, but do you look to see if their social component, they have a sustainability department, their social media? What kind of advice could you give to people who want to work for a company that's sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, I would say do your homework as much as you can. So look at the website, everything that's offered there, all their social medias and stuff. In the interview, maybe ask some hard-hitting questions or some deeper questions related to that. But at the end of the day, I don't think you can really know or tell until you're actually inside that business. Until you're inside that business. And if it is all that it's made out to be, that's great. But also there's lessons if, like, you go there and you're like, geez, this is not what was being advertised. You can learn a lot there also, as to, what maybe, what a dysfunctional or what a maybe not completely honest business looks like, so that when you start your own, the recipe of maybe what you don't want it to look like. And again, if it's a great business, then you could take the good of that. So even in bad, there's good. I'm a firm believer of that.
Awesome. Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you had mentioned something in a previous podcast I heard, and that was about gamifying Baba Bags.
Yep.
Like what you could do to gamify. Have you made any progress on that? I find that fascinating and important in these days to get people involved, right? Want to play a game?
Yeah. So how do I want to answer this? So yes, that is still very important to Baba Bags, because I think gamifying something where it turns it into a game, or it's made like where you could track it. So when I was talking on the other podcast, what I was doing envisioning is some way of being able to see, when you go to a grocery store, you use your Baba Bag and it tells you how many plastic bags you've saved, which, how much CO2 then you've saved. And it like really tracks it for you. Not only would that be beneficial to someone where it's like, oh, wow, look at my, my stats, almost like a Spotify rap where it tells you like how much music that you've listened that year. That's like gamifying, right? So like how much music you've listened to, or your favorite genre. Like if at the end of the year you could be like, oh, wow, I saved 1,000 plastic bags, which amounted to this much of oil, like gallon or barrels of oil and CO2. I think that would be not only very beneficial to the consumer, but it also be very beneficial to us. Cause like you asked us, how do you track how many plastic bags you save? I have this, I've cooked up this Excel formula, but to actually get those numbers would be great. But to answer your questions, have we made some progress on that? Honestly, no. And that's going to be the theme of business is everything that you like, you think something takes 3 months, it's going to take you 6 months. You think something's going to take you a year, it's going to actually take you 2 years. Things take longer And honestly, last year we really pivoted a lot on, instead of just solely focusing on the bags, we really wanted to focus on celebrating and uplifting the Ukrainian culture and actually raising money for Ukraine. So when the war started in Ukraine, we created some Baba bandanas, which were these different types of bandanas. And we sold those and we started donating to different causes. So one was like a refugee home for mothers and children in Ukraine that take in mothers who are displaced because of the war and who also have children, and, you know, give them a safe place to sleep, some food, also teaches them skills so that then they could join the workforce. So we were able to donate to that last year. And then this year, actually in 10 days, there's a winter camp in Ukraine. And our most recent bandanas, we raised $2,000. And with those $2,000, we had a local Ukrainian sewing company that also employs displaced women to sew winter clothes for this winter camp in Ukraine that's taking in orphans, right? So all 40 of these orphans, they're going to get two pairs of sweatpants. They're going to get a balaclava, which is like kind of like a warm hood. They're going to get some thermal socks. So we did that. So the Bob bags, so to answer your question, that was like a pivot for us. But again, we do really, I think that the gamifying is so important because it just makes everything more interesting. It also helps you with not forgetting your bag, because it's like, wait, I want to get those points, or I want this to be tracked. So that definitely is on our to-do list, so to speak. But, you know, life throws you punches and you have to kind of act accordingly and do what feels right in the moment. And so we really wanted to put a lot of time into these bandanas as a way to fundraise for Ukraine.
Yeah, and they're adorable. I have them up on screen for anybody who can see it. So are these made in Ukraine too? I'm sorry if I missed that.
No, these are not.
How are those made?
These are made in India. And again, okay. I do really want them to be made in Ukraine. But again, everything is so tough. If because I have the existing partnerships with the bags, it's still fairly simple to have the bags made during wartime. But with that being said, I was trying to find bandana manufacturers, but, you know, there's very little, and I honestly just couldn't find any. But the second victory is had, I definitely want to go back to Ukraine and find someone who makes them, as I really do want them made in Ukraine. But I guess the purpose of these is to fundraise for Ukraine. But in the future, I definitely want them made in Ukraine as well.
Yeah. Well, you are doing amazing things. You should be very proud of yourself. And I know your Baba is proud of you. And is she still around? Is this picture, for those of you who can see, is this picture of her?
No, that is not a picture of her. That is Baba Carol, which I met at a local farmer's market, or a local, I guess that was a holiday market. And she was just like a sweetheart. She loved the bags. Like the second she bought them, she like put them on her neck, like as an accessory. And she was just like really living those Baba values of just being kind and just being authentic, like putting it on her neck just because she feels like it. And then she was also giving. So like an hour later, she came back with a ton of materials, because I also like to sew gift wrap on the side, where like instead of using wrapping paper for the holiday season, I'll take materials that I find, you know, at thrift shops, at estate sales, or people will donate like Baba Carol here. And she gave me a ton of like awesome fabrics. I didn't even ask. She just like came an hour later. She's like, hey, I had these laying around. I figured you could use them. So that value of giving. So that's Baba Carol. But my Baba Larissa and my Baba Vaya, they are both alive. And then I do have my Baba Paraska, who passed away when I was little, but I still I lived through stories of hers, and actually have found some home tapes recently of her, which is really special. So she also holds a very special place in my heart.
Well, we say a good man is someone who loves their mom, but a man that loves his mom and his grandmother, my goodness. So we're going to start wrapping up here, but I wanted to point out too that one she had around her neck had two different colors on it. You have color-coded bags, right? You want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so there's different colors. We have a assortment of colors, not too many different colors, but definitely some variety. But that one is a blue and yellow one, exactly. The look of the Ukrainian flag. So that's like the Ukrainian flag bio bag.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Let's go talk and this, you know, about a good piece of advice to someone who's starting a business. What's the best, what kind of mindset do they need? What's a good resource for them? And what's the best way to go from idea to execution?
Okay.
I know
that. Mindset. Is you need to know your why. You need to know your why. And your why better not be to make money, because you're going to be out of business before you start. Starting a business, it is literally highs and lows. Like when I say you fail, you get back up, you learn from it, you find success, and then you fail again. It's so true. So when you fail, especially, you know, when you fail for the 20th or 30th time, you know, making a quick buck is not going to get you up that 30th time. It might get you up the first, second, third, fourth, but that 30th time, you really need to have that North Star and that why. And my why is pretty simple. It's to celebrate and uplift my Ukrainian culture. And then two is to take care of our beautiful planet. So when I'm, you know, getting down on my luck, you know, I'm like, okay, Why am I doing this in the first place? Like, well, what's the point here? And then I remember that. And, you know, with the war in Ukraine, this has made it so much easier for me, this why, as it burns a fire in me. And the people who are defending Ukraine are just so inspiring to me. So it makes it really easy for me to get back up. Now, a resource, I would say, it's score. Is it score.org or is it score.com? Let me see. I'll tell you in a sec. It's score.org. So Score Mentor, it's a free business mentorship program. And you don't have to have a business. You could literally sign up for it with just an idea. And so basically what it does is it pairs you up with a someone who's been in industry for a long time. It could be, you know, someone who's actively in a company. It could be someone who's retired. A lot of them are, you know, retirees who still want to help out. And they, you know, they can specialize of like, do you want more marketing help? Do you want more startup help? Do you want more product development help? So I would really, it's totally free. So that is was a very valuable resource to me. I'm starting off where just picking the brains of these senior leaders who have seen or have just had great experiences. So that would be that. And then, what was your last question?
That's a good one. Mindset, resources.
Execution. It was
idea to execution, because we all can think up a million ideas, but to go to that next step is where most people fail, right? Most people fail before they even get started.
Yeah, I mean, I just say, you know, just go and do it, honestly. Like, you know, for me, I'd rather, like, I don't deal well with regret, right? I much rather fail than have regret, because fail, then I get an answer, right? And again, I don't really look at failure as failure. I look at it as like a learning opportunity. So I would just like go and do it. And if it's like hindering you, because like a big one was like, oh, what if I fail? Like, what will other people think of me, right? It's like, honestly, that's just like such a, like people don't really care about you like that, honestly. Like no one's really going to be like, you know, keeping real tabs. Like, oh, did you hear like they failed? Like, honestly, everyone is so in their own world that, you know, if you go and you strike out, at least you don't have regret and you don't really have to worry about other people. Like so many people have so many other things going on. So you don't have to be your conceited self thinking that they're thinking about you. Honestly, they're really not thinking about you. They got a million things going on. So that's something that I learned. So just like, honestly, go do it. At worst case scenario, there's going to be a beautiful lesson behind it. And best case scenario, you're living out your dream and you're doing something that you really care about and love. And that's how you find fulfillment.
Well, that is an amazing answer. And I think that's a good place to end the interview. But I want to add where they can find you. Do you want to tell them your website? Because you have a hyphenated website. I had a hyphenated website at one point, which made it difficult, actually. People weren't finding me. Are you finding that an issue?
Well, so since we have a very unique name, Baba Bags, so B-A-B-A Bags, B-A-G-S. If you look us up on Google, we'll be the first thing that pops up, right? So B-A-B-A Bags on Google will be baba-bags.com. So you can do that. And then also, please follow us on our social media. That's where, we also interact. And so that's at the at symbol, it's, so I-T-S, and then Baba Bags. So B-A-B-A Bags. So it's Baba Bags.
Okay. And then you have a nice discount, right, for our listeners?
Yes. If you put in the discount, in the checkout, there'll be where you can add your code. If you put in green, G-R-E-E-N, you will get a 25% discount on your order.
That's awesome. That's very nice. And then don't forget to listeners to also go support Ukraine by the bandana. It was a bandana and a hat.
Just a bandana. And yes, also
you can put that on the.
Yes, exactly. And I'm an open book, and I always am happy to help, to talk, to brainstorm. So if anyone ever wants to reach out to me, I'm always happy to talk. And, I'm on top of the email and our social DMs and stuff. So shoot us a DM or email us, and I'd be happy to talk to you one-on-one. And help you with that leap of starting a business, because I did make it sound easier said than done of like, oh, just go do it. I know that it's much harder than that. I really do. So I understand that, and always happy to help and maybe, give some advice of what I've seen or what I've experienced in my 4 years.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I know our listeners appreciate it as well.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Fedya Korbatov, founder of Baba Bags, and that you gained some inspiration and learned a thing or two from our interview. Here are a few key takeaways that I took away from our interview, and that is that building a business is a journey filled with highs and lows, so you need a strong why to keep you going. What is your why? The importance of having a mentor to help you with your business. You can find a free one at mentor.org. mentor.org. Fedya was super successful using this resource and finding a mentor for himself. Also, embrace your failures as stepping stones and let them guide you on your path to success. And don't forget to enjoy a special 25% discount at babababags.com. That's baba-bags.com with the code green at checkout. And that's green as in the Green Business All-Star Podcast, G-R-E-E-N. You can reach out and follow Fedya on Instagram and TikTok at It's Baba Bag. And lastly, check out the show notes page for this episode with all the links mentioned at greenbizpod.com/bababags, just B-A-B-A-B-A-G-A. All right, great. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thanks so much for listening to the Green Business All-Star Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, like, and or follow the show on your favorite podcast app. Also appreciate it if you would leave us a review to help us share our mission and the mission of our guests to make the world a better place while sustaining a comfortable lifestyle. Peace to the planet, people, and making a profit.